listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show with Dr. Pat Allen. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and director of the Dr. Pat Allen Wan Institute. We are so fortunate to have Dr. Pat and staff, myself, Patricia Eltage, and Kelly Ward, are available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you about our sponsor, the Wan Institute. The Wan Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Wan training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want more information regarding the monthly ladies groups and private services, please email me at the office at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com, or call the office at 949-723-0338. Before we take your questions, we have Dr. Pat available to talk regarding her teachings. Please enlighten the audience, Dr. Pat.
To further explain this idea of a 10 going with a 0 or two fives, I often say that a perfect 10 person, you know, the person who is so narcissistically evolved, whether he's on a team or she's on a team or whether they're single, that person wants their thoughts respected, no matter how stupid they are, and they want their feelings cherished, no matter how obnoxious they are. I tell those people, those narcissistic 10s, go to a local codependency meeting and wait and listen to the person who can't get it, because that person is your zero. That person has so little self-respect, self-esteem, self-love, that they need to be with a 10 person like yourself. On the other hand, if you really want to be in an equitable, sharing relationship of intimacy, the four of you, remember, there are four people in every two-person relationship. There are two respectable people and two cherishable people that are going to negotiate how to trade off equitably. And that's where you get intimacy. Do I want to be respected more or less than I want to be cherished for my feelings? That's the question. The question to ask yourself, as I just mentioned, is, do I want to be respected or cherished? Which is my priority? Now, what is this respectability and cherishability? We've talked about the brain differences. We've talked about respectability in the way of a word, but I want to go into it a little bit more right now. Respectability is a real need on the part of a human being to have their thoughts listened to, maybe not obeyed, but at least listened to without interruption, without confrontation, without negation. That person, when they receive respect, will automatically feel cherished. Many, many young men want to be respected more than they want to be cherished. As men get older, they start valuing cherishing more. Grandpa is often more lovable and cherishable than grandma, who says, get your feet off the coffee table. And dad was a little bit tougher. Grandma, on the other hand, is really getting into her male toughness, whereas mom was a mushy that you could con and cajole and intimidate into letting you stay up when dad was gone. Whatever. So each person at different places in their lives needs respect or cherishing more or less. Most young women feel better if they're cherished, unless they're narcissistic. Then they want both cherishing and respect. Masculinity is that giving, protecting, and cherishing that wants to be with somebody who wants to receive, be available, and respects them. Cherishing. What is this business of cherishing? Cherishing is much different than being loved. It is easy to love a baby in clean diapers. It takes real cherishing to love a baby in dirty ones. In today's world, all of us want to be respected, and that's normal. We have bills to pay and problems to solve. A woman has that strength within her now, that anchor within her, that causes her to go out and say, I don't need a man, but I do want one. A man, on the other hand, has the sensitivity today with the men's liberation movement. He does not want to be seen only as a provider. He wants his feelings cherished as well. In today's world, the biggest issue that I see for intimacy is for women not to understand what cherishing means. To too many women, cherishing looks like subservience. It looks like doormat. It looks like you're going to be giving away your hard-found, newly emerging, liberated power. The truth of the matter is, if you can do things better for yourself than the man you're with, for heaven's sakes, cherish yourself. But if you're with a man who you respect, who gives to you, who protects you in the way that makes you feel safe and secure, then I strongly suggest that you be a cherish-able, love-able woman. What does it look like? It looks like non-confrontation. Don't be fighting him. If he says, I'll pick you up at 7, don't say to him, pick me up at 7:30. That's not very respecting, and he's not going to cherish you very well for doing it. Men who want respect often have difficulty cherishing women who want the same thing. And that's one of the major issues between men and women. Today, women who want to be cherished, given to, and protected for their sensitivity are becoming very disenchanted, competing with men who are so female that they also want to be given to, protected, and cherished. It's like, I'm the girl. No, I'm the girl. No, I'm the girl. He shows up for the dinner and he's dressed like he just fell off a truck. You know how things are. He somehow forgot his plastic at home, and could you lend him a dollar or two? That is absolutely not what a cherishable woman wants. Just as a man who has planned a lovely evening does not want his design to be rebuilt by some intelligent woman that has a better restaurant, a better time, a better way, nor do women who want to be cherished want their feelings disregarded by men who want their feelings taken care of. Peter Pan is not what today's woman wants if she wants to be cherished. He is, however, the darling of the powerful woman. The powerful masculine woman loves Peter Pan, takes him home, dresses him, lends him the car, borrows and lends the money. They fit perfectly. You have to decide, do you want to be cherished or do you want to be respected? I need one of each. I need one Fred Astaire and I need one Ginger Rogers. Two Freds, slam dance. Two Gingers wallflower and stare at each other. If I've got one Fred and one Ginger, by the way, this works in a gay relationship. This works in a lesbian relationship. It works in any relationship. Each person must decide their major asset and what they're willing to equitably give to get it. If you want to be respected, expect the other person to want to be cherished. If you want to be cherished, expect that your intimate partner will probably want to be respected. And remember, Ginger does everything.
Good evening. My name is Eitan Borzer. Welcome to Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication. Tonight, I'm here with Patricia Elton, and we may have Sue Wagner joining us tonight. And
she... I'm here. I got on. but you have three of the Pat Allen followers, so you'll
be able to give us on today. Well, as you heard from the intro, Sue Wagner is the daughter of Dr. Pat and also the director of the Wand Institute. I'm just acting as a kind of host today, if that's okay with everyone. I just want to remind the listeners that we have our call-in number. Please write down the call-in number. That is 323-203-0815. I'm going to repeat it. 323-203-0815. Have your pen and a pad because there's always good information coming from Sue and from Patricia. And if I may identify myself, I've been a host on the show previously, and I am also Patricia's partner for the last 7 years, living together happily in Florida. So we have used Dr. Pat's tools, of course. Well, let's start by Patricia and Sue. Let's discuss this idea that Dr. Pat has just said that the biggest problem today for women seems to be their misconception of being cherished. Let me ask you, Patricia and Sue, to get started on that subject.
That's right. We talked about, Dr. Pat talked about narcissism, which is a healthy place to operate out of when you're single. So when you want to be partnered, you do not want to behave out of your narcissistic, healthy single self, which is when you're taking care of yourself, meaning earning money and loving yourself. Of course, we all love ourselves, hopefully, but when we want to be partnered, she's indicating that we have to give up a little bit of one of our sides so that we can be in a healthy relationship with between our masculine side and our feminine side, with our partner's masculine side and their feminine side, so that we can have a balance.
Yes. I totally agree with you there. Ditto.
And Dr. Pat talks about that. And Dr. Pat talks about that in her book, first of all, Getting to I Do, her major book that everyone should have and as a, use as a reference book forever, because it's also a way to stay in your healthy relationships. But she gets into it also in It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe, and talking about how we do the dance between our two sides. And another book she recommends is called The Invisible Partners. And that's a longtime colleague, John Sanford, did The Invisible Partners, How the Male and Female in Each of Us Affects Our Relationships.
Now, I remember one of Dr. Pat's famous sayings for women is about hanging your plastic balls on the door. Now, how does that relate, Sue, to the problem of women allowing themselves to be cherished? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I know a little bit. I have my ladies groups and I work with ladies, and it seems that women want to tell men how to do it more, better, or different. They seem to have an idea of how to run his life better than he runs his own life, which puts them in the role of being little boys. It basically takes their balls away and she takes control. So women that think that they know what's best for their man and only trying to help him, they're actually castrating him. That's my experience with that. Patricia, do you have any experiences in the way you would word that?
Well, that's what Adrian was just saying, when you're to bifurcate your life in a way, which means when you're at work, be in your masculine. We all are masculine at work, and we are expected to operate out of our head, our rational part of ourselves, and the way we operate at work is such. Now, when she said hang your plastic balls up at the office door when you leave the office, well, even if we're working in a home office, make a
definitive. I tell the women, make a definitive gesture or even change your clothes when you're done with your work day. Go in the other room, let your hair down and put on some different clothes that are more soft, something that tells you that you are now in your feminine mode.
And why would you say, Sue, that women should practice this cherishing, and how will that affect a relationship with the man?
Well, the way I communicate it to my women is that it's polarity. We all have the masculine and feminine, like Patricia said. Everybody's masculine at work. We all want our thoughts and our ideas valued, and we're all there to make money. But when in a relationship, especially a personal relationship with a partner, you want one masculine, we call it the president, and one feminine, we call that the vice president. And when you have the two polarities, they attract each other like a magnet. If you have too much of both being in their masculine, they repel. I want, I want, I want. It's too repelling. There's no veto power, and everybody wants to be in charge. If you have too feminine, both people sit there. There is no leadership. So in order to have a healthy relationship, intimate relationship, generally we want, and it can go gay, bi, or heterosexual, you want one that has in charge of the masculine energy and one that's more dominant in the feminine, so they can attract each other and complement each other. So women need to incorporate their feelings over their logic. And it's hard because women, with maybe dads trained them to be good, strong women, it actually is a curse when they're in their relationship, if they want a healthy relationship, because they bump heads with their partner and it diffuses the intimacy. That's the best way I know how to teach it to my ladies. Patricia, what would you do a different way of explaining? Or Eitan, let's get Eitan's point of view on masculine women. How does it turn you on or off?
Well, okay. I'll be happy to discuss what you were just talking about. I just want to remind our listeners, if you're shy or if you have not called in before, please write down our call-in number, 323-203-0815. I'm repeating that, 323-203-0815. Remember that you can also communicate directly with Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat's daughter, and the director of the Want Institute, info@drpatallen.com. And the doctor has no period. It's just Dr. and then Pat, P-A-T, Allen, A-L-L-E-N.com, info@drpatallen.com. Now, coming back to what you're saying about how this is so important, what Dr. Pat has taught us, these the roles that we take in communicating with each other, with our partners, whether we're dating, whether we're married, whether we have a boy child or a girl child, all of this, the cherishing and the respecting the polarity, as you've talked about. So my question, and rather than talk about, I don't mind talking about my experiences, of course, with Patricia. Well, okay, then let me relate it to myself, what I was going to ask, and what I was going to say. What is it, what happens when I, as the man, want to have my feelings cherished? You know, I feel pissed off that you did this right now. I'm angry. Do you understand my feelings?
Now, yeah.
So why don't you, Sue, you start that on that one, and Patricia can chime in. What if the man wants his feelings cherished?
He flags.
Let me take that one.
When a man is feeling his feelings, especially when the man is over 50, he's going to be more in touch with his feeling centeredness. And he has to flag her in a way that lets her know he wants to talk about his feelings, because if he just blurts it out and doesn't say, I have something I want to express. I have some feelings I want to express right now. Can you hear? Are you ready to hear it now? Can I tell you now? So he's flagging her that he's switching roles.
Yes.
And then she then says, okay, or wait a second, let me finish this, what I'm doing, and in 10 minutes, yes. Or if it's something that he's really blowing up and he has to, she says, yes, I'll hear you. What is it? But that is you have to flag a person. You just can't go off out of your lane, so to speak. And it's the same with a woman when it goes the other way. If she wants to hear her ideas and her opinions heard, she just doesn't blurt it out. She says, this is what you teach in your groups and what we teach. We say, what do you tell them?
Mm-hmm. Well, first you make, if it's some, well, we prefer you make an appointment. And in Eitan's case, if he wanted to share his feelings, he goes, he might say, Patricia, I have some uncomfortable feelings I want to share regarding blah, blah, blah. And then can you help me? Or are you willing to hear them? And then she gets shifted to where she has time to hear them. So she can it's basically she shifts to her masculine to hear his feelings. So then he dumps and then she'll probably say, is there anything I can do to help you? She doesn't fix it because nobody can fix feelings. Feelings come and go. But she would say, is there anything I can do to help you or help us do better?
Yes. And I want to say that Patricia and I, when we first started dating, we did have twice a month, we had sessions with Dr. Pat. And she did teach us that very, very important tool, the tool of saying, hey, setting up the appointment, like you just said, Sue. And again, when we're talking about the tools for empowered communication, this is one of the main ones that you don't jump at each other, because what do we have then? What Dr. Pat would call a bitch fight.
If you're both in your feminine at the same time, it turns into a bitch fight.
Yeah.
And what happens when you're both in the masculine?
If you're both in the masculine at the same time, you're going to be two rams butting horns.
Mm-hmm. If you're both in the feminine, you're both going to be bitching about, what about my feelings?
Yeah, right. So another great tool that Dr. Pat has taught us, which is kind of kindergarten, but it we've used it at times where, you know, we're going a little insane with each other, and it does happen. Not Patricia, of course. No, it's me. It's all me. She's been doing it a long time. Yeah. I'm just joking. I'm the one who's still learning the tools. She's the master. So I didn't mean to say it that way. But what I wanted to point out is Dr. Pat has taught us, you know, early on in our sessions that if I then fail to introduce the subject, right, that we make that little T sign, you know, that use in kindergarten, the time out sign. And as simplistic as that appears, you know, Patricia's had to raise the T sign to me from time to time. I go, oh yeah, okay, that helps.
Mm-hmm. So that way you can bring it back to discuss, because one person might be overloaded and they can't take in any more information, and you can both settle down and come to the table later. Does that work for you and Patricia? How does that work out for you guys?
Absolutely. Yes, it does. I would say on my part, I'm not saying it just like magically ends my feelings, but it does bring me back down so that I can speak rationally and my face gets less red. Not that, you know, we argue about the silliest things sometimes, like the broccoli. You know, we don't argue about politics or anything really important, but sometimes little things can, when you're in a relationship, then can bring up certain what Patricia and you know as script. And I think it's important that we discuss, where do these reactions come from? So Sue, why don't you talk a little bit about script, and Patricia, you do that kind of work too.
Well, I'm pretty much, I help the women get dates. I'm more focused on helping women how to stay feminine, how to work on online dating and changing their patterns of being, you know, going after unavailable men to a new kind of a man, a healthy, rational, masculine man. Patricia, I send all of the people for life scripts to Patricia. So she's more equipped to explain life scripts. Dr. Allen used to do them, but Dr. Allen's limited in her time. So Patricia's now taken the baton and does life scripts. So Patricia, why don't you tell the audience about life scripts? Patricia, are you there?
Sorry, I got muted. I'm here.
Sorry. Are you there?
I am here.
Over to you.
That's right. So this is what we do. We send out a questionnaire of 27 questions that you do the homework on your own. But the purpose of this, when I get it back and do an analysis, this is Eric Byrne's work, Dr. Eric Byrne, who developed a transactional analysis. And we dive in there and find out how you were programmed in your early years. And your early programming comes from your parents, your grandparents, your culture, where you live, your schools, your churches and temples, and all your programming that you, and even the TV shows you watched growing up, all has impacted us and the way we think and behave. So now we've come this age, we're adults, and our life is, we're hitting walls, why things don't work. And this analysis, what it does is help me help you figure out where the things that no longer serve you, and then what to do about it, where we can create new behaviors and new ideas so that you can design your own life and reprogram yourself from this day forward.
Yes. So a lot of my ladies, they're scripted to pick the same type of man over and over again. And the bad thing is about that is you're so familiar with your picker picking those men, you'll never want the good man because he'll be like a foreign object to you. So women especially, they pick the same man over and over. But a lot of them, they keep saying, but I have chemistry with him. Tell me, Patricia, when women always pick the one they have chemistry with and they get the same results over and over again, and they refuse to change their behavior, what is the outcome? Or are they really working to improve themselves? Because it seems to be that they want to change, but they don't do the work.
Well, we call that cognitive dissonance. That's you're saying one thing, but your behavior is something other than you want. So what we're after is not just chemistry. This is what Sue teaches too. We're not only interested in chemistry. Dr. Pat talks about the three C's. Chemistry is how we initially get interested in an opposite sex, but then we have to have compatibility. We have to see how compatible we are. And if you are start fighting within the first few months of dating and you can't get along on any level and you don't have anything in common, there's compatibility out the window. And then if you have chemistry and compatibility, then the icing on the cake and what keeps it going long-term is communication. So there's chemistry, compatibility, and communication is what we're after. But why they keep going, some of these people, both happens to men too. I also do.
Yes, it does. They keep going for the same type of woman as well.
As the male representative of the male population on planet Earth here tonight, we men do the same thing. I know my own history of picking women who were in distress and me acting as the white knight and, you know, paying for things and then they getting resentful and all this undercurrent. And then I pick another one like that. So we men have that going as well. And, you know, well, you work with men too, and Patricia, so, you know, the men have their patterns as well. I just wanted to add one other thing, because I did script work with Dr. Pat, and it was very helpful in order for me to see where some of these types of reactions and patterns that we're talking about, not just with dating and romance, etc., it's with finances, it's with your health. All of this has been scripted in and affects our lives in ways that are subtle in the dream world. I just want to say that my understanding of Dr. Pat's work is that, and I've had shrinks before I met Dr. Pat and worked with them too, which was more in the realm of what is called depth psychology, where you're going into your past and you're going into archetypes and various matters that relate to the past, whereas Dr. Pat is much more contemporary, and you, Sue and Patricia, do her work, which I've come to understand is called cognitive behavioral therapy, which means, yes, we know what the script is. And now that we know what it is, let's see what we do to change that. And yes. I think from your work,
that's where we have the tools.
Yeah, the tools are there, but then there is obviously resistance. Yes. From the people who have even done the script work. Please talk about that.
Right. The resistance then comes, we have to get to the place where we help resolve the unresolved issues that become apparent from doing the script work. That's the crux of that, is getting to where we can accept the fact that our programming creates us, and we have unresolved issues in that programming, whether it be with our father or our mother or our own culture, even when we're rebelling, and traumas. I deal with a lot of people who've had trauma, and that brings me up to the dream work. I do dream work too, and deal with a lot of people in trauma through the dream work. And oh, by the way, I might as well say this now, my book is called The Dream Class, by Patricia L. Tinge. And so all of this comes together with our behavior modification and Sue teaching the tools, the communication tools, and the script work and the dream work. It all comes together so that we can then remodel ourselves and be an autonomous, healthy adult, male or female. And this work applies to all genders or identification.
Yes. So, did we do a blurb about Dr. Allen's book, Getting to I Do, is available on audio now?
Oh. Go ahead, please, Sue. Let our audience know.
I know Dr. Allen has had that book out since the 90s, Getting to I Do, and people are still picking it up and calling and wanting services to get more clarity on her work. And it is also now available in audio version, so people can listen to it. And that's always a great version, to listen to it over and over again. You will listen to it and it'll kind of go, aha. But to actually process and do the work, you kind of need a guide. That's where I do my ladies groups. I keep them in line and help them with dates. It's a lot harder than people think it is to change a behavior. And it takes about 6 to 8 weeks to change a behavior once you're aware of it and once you practice changing it.
Yeah, let's go on with that in a second here. I just want to remind our listeners, please don't be shy. We still have about 10 minutes to go on our call-in show. This is a call-in show, and the call-in number is 323-203-0815. I'm repeating that, 323-203-0815. We have our sound engineer, Sam, He is getting your call as it rings in. You may not get picked up right away, but then he will patch you in. So please keep your ringers on and your phone lines open. Back to this subject that we were just talking about, which is the script and those patterns that I developed in my circumstances in growing up in the Bronx, New York, okay, and my parents being blue-collar workers and so on. What seems to be the difficulty is that people get addicted to their particular patterns in the same way they get addicted to alcohol or to drugs, right? What is it that can break through that addiction to those patterns?
It's about sticking with the program. And that's the beauty of the WANT Institute, is because there's somewhere to be accountable for your behavior. So you come back to the groups or your private sessions, whatever it is, so that you are accountable for your behavior so that you can change and then be able to recreate your circumstances.
What I would say, you were saying, it's almost like a drug. It is. Sometimes the ladies, you know, they think it's the men, but actually if they keep getting the same results over and over, they're probably the common denominator of what's going on. It has to do with them, but they have to be willing to change, not try to get him to change. Because a lot of the ladies come in and want him to change. I can't change him. I can help you do your part and you not react to what he's doing, and you decide if he's a valuable man. Because a lot of women think that we tell men, you know, we tell them what we don't want, but we don't want to tell them, I want you to do this. I want you to call me more. I want you to not ignore me. That's telling them how to date you. There's a fine line between being feminine and being cherished and telling him how to date you. A lot of women get that mixed up. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that. They go, well, I want to let him know that he's hurting my feelings by not calling me enough. That's how he's dating you, dear.
Well, what I find very important, and people can read Dr. Pat's books and Patricia's book, and the theory, the knowledge, the experience and expertise is absolutely there. And you working all these years with your clients too. So this is not just theoretical. I mean, the theory is there, obviously, but you've got to get your, you got to get your jeans on and your boots on and get in there and get down in the ditches and do the work.
And practice what you're being taught. That's what Sue is always reminding everyone, is to, we give you, both of us, we give you some communication tools to use the next time an incident comes up. And you have to have the courage to use a different tool other than your old pattern that didn't work before anyway.
Yes, that's true. And just to throw out there, Dr. Allen does a class. It's available on our website that teaches a lot of the tools. So you can have Dr. Allen explain it to you. It's on our website, www.drpatallen.com. There's no dot after doctor, but there's a free link that says chemistry, compatibility, and communication streaming. It's a streaming video. You just click that tab and it'll go right. I think it's like 45 minutes of her teaching a class, teaching all of her tools and how to use them. And she actually has a couple on there that she demonstrates. So we have a lot of resources available, but unfortunately, sometimes just reading or watching something, you still need the handholding, to which I teach the groups, and Patricia does a great job at couples communication, where they do contract items. We didn't go through that. Do you want to go through that, Patricia? Okay. The contract item?
Yes, when I get couples, and that straight or gay, whatever your orientation is, this works. We do a contract where I send out a page that you do your, each individual does the homework of time, space, money, and play. And there are subcategories in those major categories. And I get each person to say their wants and not wants in the various categories. And then they come together, and with the three of us, we negotiate all the wants and not wants, and everybody gets maybe one or two non-negotiables, but everything else needs to be negotiable. And that's how we're able to stay and maintain relationships and to do these relationship agreements maybe once a year.
Yes. So,
because things change and you need to tweak it. You need to tweak your time, how I spend my time, your time, our time together and with other people and involving sometimes kids or relatives. Then there's time, space, my space, your space, our space. And that means, you know, I like this sink in the bathroom and my stuff is over here. Don't touch my stuff. We're talking about every little detail in life so that people can get along.
We have a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yes. Thank you. I just wanted a little bit of insight. My boyfriend said we had gotten back together, and then yesterday he broke up with me because he said that he doesn't feel like he can provide at this moment in his life. Like, he wants to, you know, just be more financially set. It was a nice breakup, I guess. And I was appreciative that he was taking responsibility.
Okay.
For the decision. Yes. Now, for example, yesterday I came home after that and then he texted me and he was like, you know, did you get home safe? And then today he called me again and he was just like, I'm like conflicted, but he's just kind of going back and forth. And
he's got eight to ruminate and miss you, dear. Your job is to just be nice.
Can I interject something here?
Yeah.
Do you see him having potential to be a provider in his future?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I definitely do. He just, and he even was like, can you just give me three or four more months?
Three or four months. When you get it together, you could still be partners for now. You could be boyfriend and girlfriend and have a promise ring so that you can be in a relationship while he's getting it together. It sounds like he has the desire. And if you think he has the potential, and maybe he's worth investing in, time investment. Is he worth you? Do you really like him? Do you love him on some level?
Yeah, I love him. I guess it's on him because he just felt like.
I think he was trying to get your feedback to see if that was such a big deal at this moment. Now, if you think he has potential, because I've helped many women over the years who actually even helped their men when they were in medical school, and the men became great doctors and surgeons and they became a great provider. But the woman was doing more of the providing when he was in medical school. So I don't know.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with investing in a man who has a direction and he's going somewhere and you see the potential.
Yeah, even today when he called me this morning, he was like kind of blundering around and he was just like, well, maybe we can still date, but he's like, well, we could budget. And then,
yeah,
I was getting confused because, you know, because I'm like, okay, because I told him I was going to let him lead because the last time we were together, it was. I broke up with him, but this time I was like, if you're really thinking about things like that, I'm going to let you make that decision. And
why don't we invest more time in this person who you guys have chemistry while you are working out what your future might look like? That's what? Called part of this relationship agreement type of conversation that we have about how, yeah. what it would look like in the next 3 months. What do we think it would look like after that in the area of money? Because these agreements are about time, space. Money is a big one in relationships. My money, your money, our money. You can always, mm-hmm. you don't live together now, do you, right?
No, because that's what he was saying. He's like, I can't just, you know, go and live with you. And then he was going to go back to school. And he's like, and I can't just keep depending on, like, loans. Yeah. So I guess I was just, you know, I guess, so you think I should be like, I should offer what? Like, how do I?
Well, what I'm like, what Dr. Pat always says is sometimes men, they can't give you what they enough that you deserve, so they back off. They know that they can't give you what you deserve, but that doesn't mean to throw them out. If you want to take the risk and still, like Patricia said, date him, but you may not be doing extravagant dates, and maybe you mm-hmm. might have to date other men too until he is either financially secure or wants to take you off the market. It could take him a year, or it could take him
right.
3 months.
Well, because when he called me today, he was just like, he's like, both of us shouldn't date anybody, and we should just get ourselves together.
Why don't you set up a couple session with me, even if it's a half hour session, and I can see if I can help the two of you organize a plan for just the next few months, because you can contribute different percentages towards the relationship at this time and create a plan. So feel free to call the office.
Can email me at the office and I'll give you information to forward on to Patricia, because you may just need to have somebody be a mediator and talk to you both on what you want and what you don't want, rather than you guys both fumbling through.
Great. Right. We only have a couple of minutes, so
Taylor,
why don't you ask one more quick question of Sue or Patricia, mm-hmm. and then we do have to wrap it up. Okay. So if you have a quick question,
winding down now, what mm-hmm. we suggest sure. is just reaching out to Patricia for a session, because we kind of answered everything we can really help her with,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess my next question would be just like, do I present that to him? Do I say, yeah. is it because yeah. you
absolutely
is that you want to
negotiate?
If we
could have a coaching
budget?
Session, you will yeah. ask him if he would be interested in have a coaching session to see how we could work it out.
Yes.
Caller,
okay.
you would be emailing info mm-hmm. at drpatallen.com. The website is drpatallen.com. We really thank you for calling in, and please make the arrangements with the office, and feel free to call us next week and
yes.
tell us how things are going.
Okay.
Please.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you
again.
So much. Appreciate it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So with that, we're winding down the show. We have thank you, Eitan. And thank you, Patricia. Wait, Tom, we'll have you on again. It's always good to have a third man on to kind of give his input. Patricia, thank you. Do you have anything to share before we sign off?
Yes. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Thank you, everybody. Hope to see you next week. We'd love to take your calls.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.